Conference record has joined the conference.
Hi, everyone. This is Heather Van Cura, and this is the 2014 Meet the JCP Executive Committee Candidates call. And this year in 2014, we have 11 candidates for the 5 open elected seats and 8 ratified candidates. So today we're going to hear from the candidates. And we'll start with the elected seat candidates going in alphabetical order on the JCP.org nominees page. So I would like to go ahead and give the time over to our candidates who graciously are here to share with you their qualifications. We will go in alphabetical order, and each of the elected candidates will have 3 minutes. So I will start alphabetically with ARM. If Zach is here from ARM, we'll go ahead and ask him to unmute his line and share with us a little bit about himself and ARM before we move on to the next candidate. And I don't hear Zach, so we'll move on to Gil Tene from Azul online. So, Gil, I turn it over to you.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Gil Tene. I'm the CTO of Azul Systems, and Azul is very happy to be running again for an elected seat on the EC. Just describing Azul very shortly, Azul is pretty simple. We make JVMs. We make JDKs. That's all that we do. So we're 100% focused on Java. We've been an active community participant and an EC member since 2011. We've been a JCP member for over 10 years. And on the EC, we've been pretty vocal on certain subjects, individual member rights and securing long-term community access to TCKs, things like that. Probably vocal to the point of being a little bit of a pain, but we think that we serve an important community role in doing that. And we were recognized in 2013 as the JCP Member of the Year, probably because of those efforts. Azul is also very active technically in Java. We make 2 products that are JDK. Our Zing product is our flagship product, and it is focused on companies and enterprises. It's basically a Java SE platform that has better metrics. It solves the GC problem completely. It deals with latency-sensitive apps, large workloads, and generally running Java in a very robust environment. We also make Zulu, which is a tested, trusted, and certified distro of OpenJDK, and we make that one available for free downloads to anybody. It's the only OpenJDK distro we're aware of for Mac and for Windows, and right now it's the only Java 8 binary distro available right now that is fully TCK tested. Obviously, as a business, we're happy to provide enterprise support for these, but that's a classic open source free download and support if you want it kind of model. We're also very active technically on features. We're working on features for future Java versions. For example, our faster Java objects and Java arrays effort, which we've spoken about publicly, is something we're hoping to push into Java 9 or Java 10. So, we're active towards technical features as well. And we talk at multiple conferences and events in Java on various subjects. So I personally do a lot of speaking opportunities, and, Java 1 has recognized me as a rock star, which is a funny but embarrassing title. With that, I'd basically like to say Azul is running again for an EC seat. We're an elected member, not a ratified member, and we'd appreciate all your votes and support. We think our position helps the community as a whole, not just us as a company. And with that, I'll move on to others.
Okay. Thanks, Gil. I appreciate that. So we'll move on now to our next candidate, which is Hazel Cass, represented by Greg Luck.
Thanks, Heather. Yes. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Greg Luck, CEO of Hazelcast. Hazelcast has been a member of the JCP actually only since this year. Hazelcast, the company, is a commercial open source company. We make an in-memory data grid, also called Hazelcast. That data grid is the most widely used in-memory data grid, and it's used by something like 50-plus open source projects, kind of just embedded in their stacks. In-memory data grids, by their very nature, push the limits of performance and scalability of Java. And they're used in, you know, the classic industries that use them are financial services and gaming. So it's the sharp end of the stick. In terms of our interaction with the rest of EE and various other JSRs, we tend to get integrated in lots of different ways. So we interact with web sessions, which is notably an area yet to be standardized that we have an interest in seeing standardized. Transactions, with annotations, EE and Spring, and, you know, many, many others. In terms of sort of our level of activity on, you know, in the community, we do something like 30 conferences a year. So we're a pretty familiar face, active in the community, to everybody, what's going on. In terms of kind of some new growth going on, you know, we work with the Scala community. We're interested in doing things there. You know, with concurrent cascading, you know, building MapReduce type features. We have a MapReduce API that we added, and then we're working with those guys to kind of integrate with them. So I would say that kind of what we, you know, we're very, very interested in the future of the Java and future trends in what's going on in enterprise use. For me personally, I've been a JCP member for a long time. Must be getting on towards 10 years. I'm a former JCP executive committee member. I used to represent Software AG. So I guess I'm experienced in the EC. I understand the responsibilities. In terms of my membership, one of the things that I kind of don't like, I guess, is the creation of JSRs and the continuance of JSRs that serve no purpose. So attempting to create standards where it's an area that simply can't be standardized yet, or, you know, creating a bad standard, or one that no one's going to use, I don't particularly like. So I guess, What's notable from my voting record is, I guess, I voted that I thought were a waste of time. So we would very much like to be on the EC. We think we kind of represent a good user base, and I'd encourage you to vote for Hazelcast. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. We'll move on now to our next candidate, which is Jelastic, represented by Ruslan Snitsky. And I know Ruslan's on the line, so I'll turn it over to him.
Okay, thank you so much. So my name is Ruslan Snitsky. I am founder and CEO of Jelastic. And Jelastic is a software company that delivers toolkit cloud platform to cloud hosting service providers, ISVs, system integrators, and enterprises. So we are focused on development of unlimited platform as a service together with infrastructure as a service in one turnkey cloud solution. Actually, the name of Jelastic is a mix of two words, Java and Elastic, and Jelastic is written on Java. Jelastic helped Java to survive in hosting industry already. We enabled many hosting service providers to deliver cloud platform around the world. Today, it's about 25 countries, and the number is growing. Our goal is provide to ability to avoid lock-in to any cloud vendor or any cloud solution. The main difference between other clouds is a freedom of choice. Freedom of choice different public cloud vendors in different countries, freedom of choice different private cloud solutions. So Jelastic being the only cloud company that the underlying platform is Java, and we have the experience to help out on the decisions related to Java and cloud. the goal for us is to improve Java for the cloud, specifically for the cloud. For example, to make it more elastic, provide ability to reduce RAM usage and return it back to the operation system or resources pool when it's not needed anymore without performance impact. To make Java more dynamic, implement ability to reload all configurations, settings, such as XMX on the fly, without the need to restart or reload application or GDK. Also, we would like to help to improve debugging of Java applications in the cloud, to improve performance analysis of Java applications in the cloud, to simplify and automate configurations of complex clustered Java applications in the cloud. So I think these days everybody understands that cloud is an important frontier for Java because it's a new market, it's a relatively new technology, and Java needs more improvement here. In short, so thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Ruslan. We'll move to our next candidate now. It's an individual candidate, Werner Kyle. I'll turn it over to Werner for his introduction. Okay, moving on, our next candidate is also an individual member, and that's Geir Magnusson, Jr. Geir.
Hi there, good morning, and thanks. My name is Geir Magnusson, Jr. I'm the Chief Technology Officer and SVP of Engineering of a New York-based ad technology company called AppNexus, and I'm running as an individual member. I am not running to represent AppNexus. We do use Java here at AppNexus. It's a critical part of our product delivery infrastructure. But I'm running as an individual fundamentally because I believe that, you know, Java is one of the best computing platform for general purpose use, and I'm interested in continuing to help with the development of the ecosystem. I am a professional developer. I've been writing software since I was 15 or so. I use Java every day in my life as a professional developer. I also have a background in open source and in the JCP. With open source, I've been a member of the Apache Software Foundation since around 1999. Have served the foundation as a director, have founded a few projects, including Apache Harmony, Apache Geronimo, Apache Velocity, co-founding. I've also represented the Apache Software Foundation on the executive committee of the JCP for about 7 years, ending in, I think, 2010. I strongly believe that the work Apache did was important. We were member of the year many times, and a lot of what sort of ended the JCP engagement for Apache is in some ways something where I want to pick up and continue. I'd like to make it clear that I am running as an individual and do not speak for the Apache Software Foundation, and I will not represent the Apache Software Foundation on the JCP. Ultimately, I believe I can bring the perspective as a practicing individual. As I said, I use Java, my teams use Java, and balanced with that commercial perspective, I also bring an open source perspective that I think is both broad and deep. Fundamentally, I think that is a valuable voice to have on the JCP, and I believe that my years of representing the Apache Software Foundation on the EC really gives me an understanding of the dynamics at play in the ecosystem. So I think with that, I can leave us there and just ask for your vote, and thank you for your support.
Okay, thank you, Geir. So we'll move on to our next candidate now. It's Karan Mali, an individual candidate. Karan?
Hi.
Okay, go ahead. Karan, you can go ahead and speak. We can't hear you. All right, we'll come back to Karan. Let's move on to our next.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Sorry, I think I muted myself accidentally. Hi, my name is Karan Mohi. I work at MuleSoft. I'm not representing MuleSoft. I'm representing myself as an individual. I've had over 16 years of Java experience, and most of my experience has been in open source. I'm currently a committer on the Apache Software Foundation. I also contribute a little bit to the Apache Harmony project. Right now on the Apache Tommy project, and contributed heavily to the TCK for JDO 2.0 specification with Craig Russell. I currently manage an Apache Tomcat-based product at MuleSoft called TCAT, where I use Java, and not just in the managing role. I engineer it, support it, even help in selling and marketing it. Most of my background has been in training. And this is where I think I'll be able to add a lot of value to the JCP, because what I've seen is that a lot of JCP specs are not readable, which means that when I work so closely with developers, that delays the adoption of that spec, in the sense that if you make a readable spec, you'll see more and more people just using that spec as a book and start adopting that technology much faster. I've talked to so many developers, literally thousands over the 10, 12 years of training experience. I know what works and what doesn't work for those guys, how they pick technologies, how they adopt technologies, why they choose technologies based on their understanding and based on their pace of adoption. So I think the spec plays a big role, plus some sort of collaboration between the spec and the PMO, and how to have a combined offering, which you can put out there in terms of reference implementation plus spec plus documentation, how you can put the whole complete package out there in front of millions of developers, and how we can drive that sort of adoption much, much faster in the community. So so in terms of adoption, I think Greg Luck also pointed out that, his focus is also on adoption. So I am kind of on the same lines, and but in a different way, how to increase that adoption around JSRs. That's me.
Okay, thanks, Karan. We'll move on now to our next candidate. We have the Morocco Jug, the next elected candidate, represented by Mohamed Taman. Mohamed?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Mohamed Taman, and I'm systems architect and design supervisor at eFinance. I'm not representing eFinance. I'm representing Morocco Jug as one of the Jug members to participate in this EC. eFinance specializes in finance and services, applications, business integration, e-payment for government that serve Egyptian daily life. In addition, I'm a GCP Executive Committee member representing Morocco Jug last year, and on the board of Morocco Jug, a GCP Expert Group member, and on board of EG Jug and Oracle EMEA Architect Club board member. In 2013, I have won the GCP Award for Outstanding Adopt the GSR. This year, I won the Duke Choice Award for a very big project developed for United Nations as Best Architecture and the first real product developed with Java EE7. This is a result of the adoption and Adopt the GSR program. So I'm very, very passionate to Java. I really love the way I'm coding the Java, architecting, working with the standards that is growing day after day. I have a relation with Java since version 1. My first goal when participating in GCP is to add my experience, my team experience, our Jug experience into from other professional members, learn from the professional community members at the same time. But the time of the contribution, we at Morocco Jug and especially me, I realized that GCP is a strong community on its own, Therefore, our first goal as a GCB would like to make sure that the standards are making both developers and most critically operations team lifeless panic, and at the same time the organization, startup organization as well as large ones. I will continue to bring our governmental, financial, banks, ministries, and individual customers' business technical views in arguing for strong, open, and stable standards that can be implemented by any vendor or open source community for competitive market to ensure open standard, transparent license model, and in an easy GCP participation are very necessary. Okay. I'm representing Morocco Jug. Why? Because Morocco Jug is one of the most active Jug in North Africa, from running regular meetings, hack sessions, to evangelize the technology, GSR, broadening GSP members. We run G Maghreb for 3 years, and this year it will be one of the biggest conferences in Africa. We are hosting top quality speakers with cutting edge technology content. Also, we have running for the first time DevOps for Kids, Hackagarton, and has a great active community and board members. And I had the honor to represent them on the board. We at Morocco Jug want to join GCP Executive Committee for the second year. To continue our success, we have started last year, and to act as a voice for the community, for Java community in general, beside other EC member JUGs like Su Java and London Java community, but especially in North Africa and Middle East.
Okay, thanks, Mohammed. We're over time now by a couple minutes, so we're going to move on to our next candidate, but thanks so much for your qualification.
Okay, thank you very much. Most of the qualification are posted on the site. I'm sorry for running long for this, but thank you for listening.
Okay. So our next candidate is another individual member, and I know he was having trouble connecting, but Vladimir Safanov, are you on the line? We're going to come back to those that I've called and missed, so I'm moving on now. I'll come back and ask again for Vladimir. So our next candidate is TimeSys Corporation, represented by Atul Bansal. Atul?
Hi. Good morning, everybody, and good evening, people who are in Africa or East in Europe or Asia. My name is Atul Bansal. I am the CEO of TimeSys Corporation. We are an embedded Linux company. We provide software, tools, support, and services, but we are not new to Java, though I am new to Java, but the company is not. We had been in the Java JCP and in the Java process for over 10 years. We were the spec owner of the real-time Java specification, and we actually owned the RTSJ reference implementation. One of the goals when TimeSys started, one of the goals of or the desire was that Java can be used in embedded systems, like just run Java, like bare metal Java. That was one of the vision people had here in the company. And over time, Java has made significant progress in a lot of enterprise applications, different places, and in embedded, it did not gain as much traction. What I'm excited about is with the IoT, Internet of Things, we are seeing more and more people trying to use Java. They want a simple language. They don't want to code into very complicated languages. And there are other candidates like Python or Perl and other things, but Java may have a place, and it can actually be the language of development for IoT devices. My personal background comes from networking, and we are very familiar with the open source and standards. I used to represent Digital Equipment Corporation and four systems at IETF, and contributed towards many of the RFCs. And at TimeSys, we are all about open source. So I understand that process. I like to see, and I can bring that executive experience to see how Java can be used towards the IoT. I mean, that's my passion, and that's what I want to see. And it is in the evolution stage. The IoT is in the evolution stage, and that's where Java can make a can make contribution. Sorry, somebody had a question?
No, go ahead. You have a little bit more time.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that's also, that's what I can bring to the table, my networking experience, open source experience, standards experience, and my passion to make Java move towards IoT. I mean, I like to see somebody representing embedded systems, basically. And I know Mollin is on the board, and he is also representing embedded devices. And that's what I can bring to the table. And the user base, obviously. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to our next candidate. We have Waratech, represented by Nigel Daniels. I'll turn it over to Nigel.
Okay, thank you very much. So I thought I'd cover a couple of things, one a bit about myself and a bit about the company Waratech. I myself have had a pretty broad-ranging technical background, covering working for small office databases through to a bit of robotic research work, so touched on embedded, process control systems, management information systems, culminating in working with IBM in their Hursley laboratories for quite a few years. There I was working on enterprise middleware products, and it was all completely Java-based. So I've been using Java for myself for many, many years, so I've got the practitioner's experience of using the language and knowing which bits works and which bits were pain points and working around those. It was while I was at IBM I got interested in innovation as a process. How do you go from an idea to a product and develop that and all the parts in between? So I took a secondment to head innovation technology with a group called Design London at Imperial College in London and with the Royal College of Art, which led me to decide that, okay, I wanted to broaden my scope, so I left IBM, went freelance in this space, and then ended up working with Waratech. What attracted me to working with Waratech was it's an incredibly innovative company. They were in stealth mode when I started working with them, and they've been working on a JVM. So Waratech are a JVM company themselves. My role in joining them was to help transition from this research company into a product company. We've done that over a few years, and we've been in the marketplace for a couple of years now, bring our product to market. So who are Waratech? What is Waratech about? Well, Waratech's a JVM company. What they've done, what we've done, is innovate inside the JVM, bringing true type-based multi-tenancy and elasticity to the JVM by containerizing Java on top of a single JVM platform. We are embedding now security in this environment so we can see everything the app's doing from the inside and out. And throughout these last couple of years, we've had incredible support from the Java community. We've really been welcomed at various developer conferences and Pure Java conferences. We've had a lot of help from all the people we've spoken to. We figured it's now time that we stepped up and gave back. So we want to get involved. We want to help out. And we figured the JCP is the ideal place to do that. Our goals in furthering the use of Java are very much aligned with the JCP's goals. So thanks for listening to me. I hope you vote. And I shall leave it there.
Okay. Thanks, Nigel. Appreciate it. So that's the end of the list of the candidates on the elected seats, but I'm going to go back through. We missed a couple people, so we'll go to ARM, represented by Zach Shelby.
Hi, everyone. Zach Shelby here from ARM. And I lead our products and marketing for the Internet of Things group at ARM. And what we really do for the JCP is bring an aspect of really small embedded devices, and I'm talking about microcontrollers, right? not just Linux or larger embedded devices. We're doing a lot of innovative things around Java ME right now. So we've actually brought the new Java ME 8 onto an operating system that we are providing for free called EmbedOS for the entire Cortex microcontroller ecosystem. And so we hope to see Java ME running on a lot more devices. We're involved with bringing a lot of communication standards to the space, and we're trying to do our part in bringing that to Java as well. So if we see something that's missing, like the constrained application protocol, we'll work together with others to get an open source version into OpenJDK. That's one project we have going on right now, is actually bringing our collab implementation, donating that to OpenJDK together with Oracle. So we're doing things around Java ME, but also around protocols into Java, both SE and ME. And finally, a lot of you have noticed for what we do in mobile, we do a lot to support Java in mobile, but more recently we're doing a lot for Java on 64-bit ARM architecture. So you see us doing a lot of activity in getting 64-bit ARM architecture support into getting things. And that's it. We served in the last period, and we enjoyed it, and we're looking forward to doing more with the JCP going on.
Okay. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it. Well, we also hear from Werner Kyle. Werner? Okay, is Vladimir on the line?
Am I unmuted now? Hi, can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes.
Yes,
go ahead.
Right. Yeah, I was just muted. So, yes, I'm Werner Kyle. I have been the only individual member on the EC at least for the last term. So I can definitely say that I know the problems and needs of the individuals from my own position, and I also try to represent every individual in the JCP in areas like JCP.NET, where JSRs like 364 are trying to broaden membership and also give individuals new ways to participate. I've been a member of several JSRs, many of them award-winning, from Trusted Java all the way to Java ME, which just won at least two JCP awards this year. I'm a spec lead of JSR 363, the unit of measurement standard, which as of now is the only non-platform JSR that really caters towards the Internet of Things, and that's cross portable between both ME and SE for embedded devices, both large and small. And I've been founding open source projects not only inside the JCP, for example, as a spec lead, but I also helped create open source projects in various other ecosystems, especially the Apache Foundation. I'm an active committer and co-founder of a project or at Eclipse, or also in areas outside, for example, around JBoss with projects like Agorava. So I've been very active in the open source community, and I was a member of the executive committee for the last 6 years at least, representing myself. So I've always been an individual member, and therefore I, of course, gained a lot of experience and insight into how the JCP works, how the executive committee works, and I'm happy to offer that experience again and represent the individuals for another term. So I would be happy if you vote for me.
Okay, thanks, Werner. Did Vladimir join the call? Okay, so thanks to all our candidates. Again, that's 11 candidates for the 5 open elected seats. We have a good lineup of candidates. And the ballot will open on Tuesday, the 28th. So at this point, we'll move on to our ratified candidates. We have 8 ratified candidates. And the ratified candidates will take 1 minute to introduce themselves, with the exception of MicroDoc. It's a new ratified member. So we'll start alphabetically, starting with Freescale. Malin Patel is on the line, so I'll turn it over to Malin.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thanks, Heather. Good afternoon or good evening, wherever everybody is. My name is Malin Patel. I'm director of software applications development for Freescale. I'm applying in the election again. I had a fortunate to work with a lot of you on the last year as a part of the a member of the EC. And one of the focus area as a company we have is that we want to provide, you know, a secure embedded processing solutions for the Internet of Tomorrow or Internet of Things. And my goal as a part of the EC member is to work jointly with some of the key industry stakeholders and see how we can influence the security aspects and the IoT aspects and how Java in general can help. You know, if you need to re-architect the low end of the Java, how we can enable that. So very excited to be part of the committee. I want to work with the technology leaders across the world and see how we can make a difference in providing a platform from the Freescale perspective and influence the Java so that the individual Java developer can apply the applications very easily for IoT.
Thanks. Okay, thanks, Malin. Appreciate it. Next candidate is Jamalto, represented by Thomas Lampart. Thomas?
Yes. Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Lampert. I represent Jamalto M2M. We are a manufacturer of Java-enabled machine-to-machine data communication modules. We have been doing this for over 10 years now, and where I myself have been in various roles, actually been engaged in everything we have done. During that time, we have also been involved in a couple of JSRs, like only lately we did some significant contributions to JSR 360 and 361, or better known as Java ME8. We strongly believe in Java as the M2M and IoT programming language and platform of today and especially of the future. We think there's still a lot of work to do there. On the one hand side, we need to evolve the technology, so Java ME8 is only the beginning of that and not the end. On the other side, we also need to educate the M2M and IoT community about the big advantages of Java, especially compared to some proprietary platforms. So we want to be a part of this. That's why we run. So please vote for Jamalto M2M. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Thomas. Our next ratified candidate is Goldman Sachs, represented by John Weir. John?
Hi, good morning. My name is John Weir. I represent Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is a very large firm, and what surprises many is the scale at which we build. We have 3,500 active Java developers and hundreds of millions of lines of code under management. We're representing a ratified seat as a corporate consumer of Java, so we're not a vendor or a seller of Java products. And what we bring to the JCP is our experience gained from tens of thousands of years of investment in Java as a platform, which is also a key part of our future. On JSRs that are up for review, we're able to leverage our organization and our code base to provide active feedback on the JSRs to the specification leads. We have been a member of the JCP since 2011, just in the expert groups, as well as collaborate with JUGS and hosting JUGS in London, Hong Kong, in New York. We'd appreciate your vote to continue doing our contribution to see the evolution of the Java ecosystem.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Our next candidate is the new candidate, MicroDoc, represented by Hans Kamutsky. Hans?
Good day, everybody. My name is Hans Kamutsky. I'm a co-founder and managing director of MicroDoc. MicroDoc is a privately owned software business based in Munich, Germany. We employ 40 software developers, all of which are heavily into Java. The company was actually founded in 1991 and has always focused on software as a platform and as in software infrastructure. Our first contact to Java was object relational mapping frameworks, and we participated in the development of a commercial EJB server. And provided the persistence layer for container managed persistence. So we have quite some background in the Java enterprise space. Since about 2000, MicroDoc has turned the focus to embedded Java, and in 2000 it was pretty early, and everybody was laughing at it, us. But nowadays it turns out that Java seems to be the actual the right language for the IoT. We are in the VM business, so we're not only a Java consumer but also a Java provider. So we have a worldwide customer base, which we serve with mainly with the old CDC and CLDC based JVMs, but only recently we have closed an agreement with Oracle, so we will be able to provide Java SE embedded in the near future. Microdoc, as a relatively small company, is a strong supporter of open standards and of commercially usable open source software. And as such, Microsoft has been a member of the Eclipse Foundation for many, many years. We have contributed code to Eclipse, and I myself was on the board of directors of the Eclipse Foundation as an elected member for the last 4 years in a row. And I have decided not to run again for this duty because Microsoft has decided to put more focus on the JCP. We have sort of been frustrated with the development of the embedded Java world for quite some time, and now that we've seen this technology moving and we see these new interesting JSRs about JME 8 and Java SE Embedded 8, we thought that's the right time to join the JCP and help to work in that area. So some a sentence about myself. I studied physics and computer science, and I started out as a developer for technical applications mainly. Today I'm in charge for the embedded Java business development at Microdoc. And I'm hoping that I can bring my experience from the other board that I was onto and my experience from selling Java technology to the open market into the JCP. So thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate your votes.
Thank you, Hans. So we'll move on now to our next ratified candidate and transition back to the one-minute time for SAP. I believe Sanjay is on the line from SAP.
Yes, thanks, Heather. Hello, everybody. So I'm Sanjay Patil from SAP. I'm filling in for Steve Winkler, who could not be here. I'm also a member of the same team, Industry Standards and Open Source. So SAP, I guess, I'll keep it really short. Most people on the call might already know, we have about over 250,000 enterprise customers around the globe. We are one of the leading providers of business software. Java has always been an important element of SAP's technology and product strategy. It is actually the default programming model for SAP's HANA Cloud Platform, which is used by developers worldwide to implement scalable in-memory cloud-based applications in various domains. A significant portion of our customers do run SAP or SAP partner solutions based on Java. We have participated in JCP since 2001. In over 50 JSRs and contributed to various open source projects using JDK. Given the importance of Java for our customers and given the crucial work that's happening at JCP in terms of how innovation will be managed and governed, we would be very happy to continue to contribute to JCP.
Okay. Thanks, Sanjay. So our next ratified candidate is Software AG, represented by Prasad Yanduri.
Yes, thanks, Heather, and hello, everyone. This is Prasad Yanduri. I am a Vice President and Deputy CTO in R&D at Software AG. Software AG very much appreciates the opportunity to be on the JCP Executive Committee for another year as a ratified candidate. Software AG, as you may know, is a major enterprise Java middleware platform vendor with over 10,000 customers in more than 70 countries and with about 1 billion annual revenues. Software AG's unique product portfolio of the Java middleware solution spans intelligence business operations, cloud BPMS, integration, big memory, mobile, social, and Internet of Things. As a long-standing member of JCP and active member of many expert groups and chair, etc., over a decade, we bring the unique perspective of a medium-scale vendor with a significant Java technology provider and consumer perspective. I had personally been involved in JCP for a while as an expert group member of many JSRs. I am also involved in many standards efforts for years. I am currently on the board of directors of DMTF, OSGI, OMG, etc. In addition to serving on the JCPEC. High-end software AG are very much committed to keeping JCP open and equally accessible to individuals and enterprises of all sides with RF terms. We have resources to support the activities of JCP and JCPEC. I request your vote to ratify our seat on the JCP Execute Committee. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Prasad. Our next ratified candidate is TOTUS, represented by David Brito. David?
Hello, everyone. My name is David Brito. I'm a CTO of TOTUS, the largest software company in Brazil. I'm running for my third mandate as a ratified seat. I have been supporting Java since 1997, acting very close with Jukes to help spreading the technology and form human resource. Since 2002, my focus is Java NE applied in the consumer electronics field. In 2006, we have helped to develop the Jinga Java standards, which is a middleware specification based on Java NE, Java DTV, and LUIT. Jinga Java was adopted in Brazil as a standard technology for TV sets, set-top boxes, and mobile phones. Since maybe in 2010, was introduced the first television with Jinga Java. Jinga Java platform has a record growth rate of 12 million TV sets per year just in Brazil. I also have helped to evangelize Jinga Java technology for other South America and Africa countries and Central America as well. And now we count 12 countries adopting Jinga Java technology for TV sets and set-top boxes. I kindly ask you to vote on me to keep our presence at JCP supporting the interests of the Java community and the growth of the Java ME technology for consumer electronics. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, David. We have one more ratified candidate. We have V2COM represented by Leonardo Lima. Leonardo?
Hello, everybody. I'm Leonardo Lima, and I represent my company, V2COM. V2COM is a Brazilian company that delivers smart grid and Internet of Things, hardware and software solutions for more than 12 years. We won last year's Java Business Innovation Award for our use of Java in our solutions, and we use Java ME in our embedded devices and Java SE and EE in our server software to receive and process field data. We were ratified last year for our first term, and we actively participated in all EC meetings, contributing from our Java migration consumer point of view, as well as a small Brazilian company. We believe that this helps the EC to stay athletic and, with this, broaden the scope and reach of EC discussions. During our first term, we also started a new technical JSR, JSR 363 Units of Measurement, the first one to focus on Java ME8. This JSR co-spec led with fellow EC member Bernard Kyle and Jean-Marie Deltel shall make Java even more suitable for the IoT era. We expect that these will be the first of many JSRs that will keep Java ahead, as we believe that standardization is what makes Java very strong in enterprise, and it shall make Java strong in the IoT space as well. In this new term, we will continue our work on JSR 363, support JSRs that bring innovation to Java ecosystem, especially those in the IoT space, and help GCP up next be a successful JSR for even more transparent GCP. We appreciate your vote to continue our work on the EC. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Leonardo. So that was our eighth ratified candidate. We heard from all eight ratified candidates. I'll go ahead and ask again for Vladimir. He was the only elected candidate we aren't able to hear from. So, Vladimir, are you on the line? Okay, well, I'd like to take this time to thank all of our candidates for sharing your qualifications and for your interest in running on the JCP Executive Committee. Our ballot does open on Tuesday, and just a reminder for our members, the votes are anonymous. We track whether or not you vote, but not how you vote. I often get that question, so that's just a reminder. And thanks again for your participation, and please vote in the elections. The ballot opens on the 28th of October and runs through the 10th of November. Thank you. And we can turn off the conference record.
Thank you.
Thanks.